I think fundamentally what employers are looking for in the small and mid-sized employer market is leadership. You know, the first thing, if you were to ask somebody in regards to their employee benefit plans, they're gonna say, we need lower costs. Renewals are killing us, and we're looking for any creative way we can to help contain that renewal increase and minimize it and help us, you know, manage that cost going forward. And the reason I mentioned leadership, because I think it goes back before that happens, is that cost is driven in an organization at many different levels. The most obvious and overt is the bottom line cost of your premiums from an insurance carrier. And each year when you have that renewal event, you're gonna get some type of increase. I don't know many carriers that deliver rate decreases. So it's from zero to God only knows what, depending on the carrier. So you have to manage that. And what I mean by leadership is that somebody who's going to insert themselves into a relationship to say, hey, listen, you're looking to us for advice, market expertise, knowledge and relationships with the carriers, knowledge of compliance issues, technology solutions, a whole host of things as it relates to your organization in and around employee benefits. And what you really want from us, what I quite frankly look for in a vendor, is somebody to drive the bargain with me, to keep me on task, on time, and informed about what my options are, to push me in the right direction so that I'll consider these things so I can make good, solid, effective decisions on behalf of my organization. If I'm just going to focus on the one aspect of that relative to what my insurance premiums are, that's a value to me. I mean, if I can lower my increase from 10% to 5%, that 5% is important to me. But if I understand that there's other layers of cost in and around that, how efficient my organization is at communicating and administering their employee benefits, how happy my employees are, and how knowledgeable they are about the benefits they have and how best to use them, and if they view them as a value, that's an intrinsic value proposition for them internally in the organization, more for the dollar I spend on their behalf, for example. If I can drive into the area of wellness, teaching them more about healthy lifestyles, ways that they can more effectively use the healthcare system to eat better, to not smoke, et cetera, then maybe I can also drive cost efficiencies in the organization, not just in the healthcare plan, but in terms of productivity. Somebody who's healthier, at work more often, less absenteeism, more presenteeism is the phrase that's used today. I'm at work and I'm more present. I'm more productive. I'm a happier employer. I value the benefits and the environment that I'm in with the employer. I'm gaining some value there in terms of that employee, longer term, more productive. That's a bottom line issue for me as well as an employer. So somebody who is in a leadership position to drive that relationship and make sure that we strategically kind of go through all of those opportunities and look for solutions and fit them to that organization in a way that means something for them, I think is hugely valuable for the employer in the small and mid-sized market today, because I don't think brokers out there take the time to even think that way.